Hello.
Hi, Eva. This is Bea. How are you?
I'm okay.
You spoke with my associate, Sid. He set up a call for us today to talk about your property on Jefferson Highway.
Yes.
Awesome. I'd love to get to know more about you and your situation, what you're looking for. But do you mind if I ask you just a couple questions? I just want to confirm we're talking about the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. And also let me ask, is now an okay time?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So just to make sure, we're both talking about 5700 Jefferson Highway in Mineral, Virginia, 23117.
Correct.
Okay. And I online it's telling me it's a one bedroom, but Sid told me it's a two bedroom.
Yes, it's because that was about to new septic tank. So it's supposed to one bedroom and then what they say, and actually it's two bedroom.
Okay, wonderful. And so, is there just one bathroom?
Excuse me?
Is there just one bathroom?
Yes, one.
Okay. And did you guys build this? Has it been there a while?
Now, actually, government helped to build this house in us property after earthquake because old one just collapsed.
Wow, I'm
Yeah,
sorry to hear that.
not really, will be cost too much money to repair.
Right, absolutely.
This was old.
Okay. What year did they help you build this one?
2012.
Wonderful. And so Sid mentioned that you guys are looking to sell maybe more towards January. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what makes you guys want to sell?
Well, because we want to move to us country, to Poland. I'm retirement.
Wonderful.
And my husband will be probably next month or maybe January. So we just want to sell and we want to have social security. It's very hard.
Yes, I do see that. And also, that sounds wonderful to get to go back to Poland. Did you grow up there?
Oh yes, we was born in Poland.
Wow, amazing. When did you guys come over to the States?
Excuse me. Oh, I came 1988, and my husband 89, something like that.
Did you meet your husband here in the States?
Yes, that is my second husband.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that is very, very cool. So once he retires, have you started making plans to move back to Poland? Do you know where you want to move? Do you have family there?
Yes, we have our friends, family, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Have you started looking at houses?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And so, Sid had mentioned that you are the only people who lived in this house, correct?
Yes, my daughter sometimes.
Okay. And
Two
do
dogs
you
and
guys?
six cats.
Six cats. Wow.
Outside.
I understand. I bet the cats take up one of those bedrooms, huh?
Yes, No, they just live outside with a care about them. They coming, so
Okay.
what we will wanna do.
Well, that sounds very nice. You said the government helped you build this house. Did they cover the cost of it, or do you still pay anything for the property?
Well, we was paying something. Just we
Okay.
still have a mortgage
Okay.
first, like 60,000, 55, something like that.
Do you know what you have left on the mortgage now?
I told you, and the taxes came 210, just
Okay.
the land and the structure. The land, I think, 35,000. That is one acre. It's pretty big, pretty nice property.
Yes. I see you have like an acre, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's very nice. And I'm sorry to make you repeat, but did you say that you have no mortgage anymore? You just pay the taxes?
No, we still have a, like I say, 65
Okay.
or 60. I don't remember. I'm just paying.
Yeah. Do you mind me asking how much do you pay every month?
Around 500. 500 with taxes, with insurance.
Okay. I see. Okay. And I always like to ask, if this were a picture-perfect world and everything could go the way that you and Joseph wanted it, what would that look like for you?
That means, can you explain me?
Yes, of course. So, some people, when they sell their house, their picture perfect is that they could leave in 30 days and they could leave, most of their belongings behind, anything that they don't want. They could, take their family, move into a cute, quiet country house, have enough money to put a down payment to buy a property, have their mortgage and debts paid off, and be able to live free and clear out in the country. That might be somebody's picture perfect.
Yes.
Is that similar for you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Eva, I'm just taking some notes here, so that I know what it is that you're looking for. And I'm trying to get to know the area. Can you tell me some things that you like about where you're living?
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm 20 years here. 20 years ago was only couple houses. Right now, yeah, it's a lot, and before was cheap. Now it's expensive. The beautiful houses around, and still nice and quiet. The good connection with the road and everything.
I see. Yeah, it looks like there's some houses that have been popping up around you, huh?
Yeah, just I don't see nobody. We have a tree, very privacy property,
Right.
so we love it. Just we love it. That'd be shame to to sell this. Just it's no choice.
Right. Well, in life, we all know that there's sacrifices that we make so that, you know, we can go live our dreams, go get what we want. And I think it'll be so nice if you get to be with family.
Oh, not many family 2 years
just
ago.
Friends.
Yeah, friends, and the same age, so, you know, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that it was, you know, in August that you, almost 2 months ago, that you started reaching out to people about your home. You know, what's taken this long for you to, you know, agree with somebody to sell your home?
Well, we was not ready. You know, that is not easy decision. And the one more thing, we put on hold because my husband want a retirement, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And second, we have a lot of things to sell. You know, that is not
mm-hmm.
only house, some antiques, some wood, a lot of things. And another, we have two old dogs. We cannot leave behind. Maybe let's go see if my daughter can take care, so we left them with my daughter. If not, somebody have to wait. Somebody have to wait. That's the worst part of life.
Yeah. Right. But it's definitely hard when you have animals that you love involved.
Just we start looking, you know, you never know.
Right.
Maybe somebody give us good money, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So have you spoken to some other people?
Not now. Now, you know, actually, nobody serious. Or they offer me 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
What is 100 for this property?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, so have you, I guess you have several options here, Eva. You know, when you submitted, when you spoke to my colleague, and they talked to you about, you know, giving you cash for your home. She works with us, and we're investors. And investors, what they do is, you know, they offer a fast solution for people to move out of the property on their own timeline. They help, you know, buy property so that you don't have to do any work. You don't have to do all those inspections. You don't have to work with agents. You don't have to handle as many showings, as many people. And you can, you know, like I was saying before, if there's things that are going to be difficult for you to remove from the property and you know you don't want to take to Poland, then we offer a service where we can take care of those things for you. And also, you don't have to pay any closing costs. Like I said, there's no agent involved, so there's no commissions that you have to pay out. You know, the money that we offer you is just the money that you get. You can use that to pay off the mortgage and then use the rest to move wherever you would like to go. Now, the trade-off for that is investors like myself, we're looking to acquire property knowing that we're going to do some work to it, fix it up, make it nice, throw away things that somebody didn't want, pay the closing costs, cover all those things. We're looking to purchase the property less than market value.
Well, you have to see the property and you have to see. We don't have nothing to cover. You want an inspection? That's fine. Everything is work. We're leaving.
Right, right.
We're using the storage building collapse. Just for us right
Wow.
now, doesn't make sense build a new one for what? Like next year we want to go, so why we have to spend money for this? If
Right.
somebody comes after us, they put something what they like it.
Right. So, Eva, have you and Joseph thought about working with a real estate agent?
No, we was not working. Not no.
Okay. So, for sure you don't want to work with an agent. You are looking for an easy, fast, and cash transaction.
That must be maybe perfect. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Eva, now that I've gotten some information from you, I'd like to do a little bit more research. Now that I know exactly how many rooms you have, when it was built, that helps me out a lot. So I'd really like to go research a little bit more about your area, see what the houses are going for, and
Of
then
course.
give you a call back and see if we can't, find a solution that works best for you.
Okay.
Okay. When's a good time to reach out to you?
You see, I'm home almost every day, every day, every time. I'm retirement. So just like time like this is perfect.
Okay. All righty. Then I'm gonna go do a little research, and you can expect to hear back from me, let's say Friday afternoon. Is that okay with you?
Yes, ma'am. Of course.
All right, Eva. Well, I really appreciate your time. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will be calling you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.